Hello everybody around the world, and thank you for joining this episode of Wiki Update. My name is Jesse, but the community calls me Jay Wally. In today's episode of Wiki Update, I'll be speaking to an amazing personality. But before I introduce this personality, I'd like to dedicate this podcast to women, because we are celebrating women in the month of March. Kindly stay tuned in and listen to this amazing personality, who is in the person of Euphemia Owandu, sharing insights in relation to the week in Daba that ended in November. Kindly stay tuned in and listen. Hello, Euphemia. Thank you for joining this episode of Wiki Updates. Can you give a brief introduction of yourself? That's who you are and what you do within the Wikimedia movement.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you so much for having me today. I am Euphemia Owandu, a Wikimedian from Nigeria, who is also part of the Wikivibrance community and in a staff role at the Wikimedia Foundation. So I kind of wear multiple hats, but I would like to mention that I am joining this podcast today with my volunteer hat.
Okay, wow, awesome introduction. Yeah, so I'd like to find out, basically, we are here to discuss engagement, activities, and experience during the Wiki Indaba, which was organized this November, early part of November. How was your experience like during this Indaba? I learned that it was your first time. How did you feel like being part of the community, even though you've, you know, been around for a while? How was the experience like?
It was such a wow for me, especially meeting first-time participants and putting faces to the wonderful community members I have come across since 2019. I acknowledge that our community is big, but sometimes it is really difficult to see how big this is from a remote distance. Wikindaba was such an opportunity for me to really see how big our community is, particularly seeing participants from emerging African communities such as Comoros, Madagascar, and Gambia. But beyond this, I think what really also was very interesting for me was the participation of young people in the conference. So Wikivibrance, it was really a great opportunity for them to participate in person, and even had one of the community members who had to attend the conference from Spain, and also the opportunity to have their first in-person talk, where they were able to really connect and discuss with some of the local organizers from different parts of the region who are driving the youth community in the movement, and also had some kind of photo shoot at the beachfront to really enjoy the moment they have coming together to one community driving youth work. Another interesting thing for me was the recognition moments, that point where one of our community members was recognized for her immense efforts in driving both content and people in the region, which is Alice from Uganda. I mean, it was really like a very interesting moment for me, because her story about being on the verge of leaving the movement before that award and her joy in feeling seen is proof of the relevance of the culture of recognition in our community, because every now and then there is an Alice in a community who needs to be heard, and how it is very refreshing to see that we are beginning to learn the importance of this and adopting that as a culture in the community. I want to also talk a little bit about the Journalism Awards, which we all witnessed, seeing the journalists who were recipients of the Journalism Award. I think what resonated with me was seeing the first place award recipient, the Kenyan journalist Carlos, who told this story of his interaction with Wikipedia even before he was selected for that award. How interesting it is that he has even been an advocate at free knowledge, even without knowing it, and how he came to finally meet the volunteer community behind Wikipedia was such a sweet tale. And this is also another pointer to the need for us to embrace different forms of contributions to free knowledge in the movement. And then talk about the Africa Agenda and the Wiscom Charter sessions, the enormous participation of people and the energy that was brought into the session was echoing one thing that people from the region are saying. This that space as theirs, one that is free, open, and safe. One thing that really made these discussions different from the remote conversations we have been having on the same topic was the community acknowledgement of what they need to do or what should be done to materialize. And this for me was very wholesome for the experience I had at our Wiki Endeavor.
Wow, interesting insights. Okay, I want to find out from you. Can you pinpoint any fun facts during the weekend by event? What fun activity or what fun engagement did you kind of enjoy when you went there? Was it maybe a sightseeing? Those kind of engagement. What was your particular fun fact within the Indaba?
I think for me, I think it was about the dancing scenes, right? I mean, we do a lot of work together, but we hardly have the opportunity to see, for example, you, JC, dancing or even any other familiar face in the movement dancing. That was really the part that got me so excited. You know, it
Me
was like.
dancing, did you see me dancing? Did you see me dancing?
I saw a lot of people dancing. You was that moment we had
Okay.
to drag you in, I
Yes,
think at
yes,
the campground to dance, even though you had to like dance a little and then you ran away. But
Okay,
so
okay.
many other people who really danced and like seeing a different part of them was really very exciting, and getting to connect more with them and you know getting to know them better, I think for me was really very enticing. So yeah, and then the moments that also made us to like scream when we you know walk past some people, we know their names, their familiar names, but then the faces are not familiar because it was like your first time of meeting them was also very catchy for me. So those are like my moments of excitement and joy from some of the social experiences we had from the conference.
Wow, that's interesting to hear from you. Finally, or before we end, there is going to be another Indaba, which is next year. And that Indaba is termed as the celebration moment or the anniversary moment for the African community. And as in, we'll be celebrating 10 years of Indaba. What do you think you expect differently as compared to Morocco's event, even though Morocco's organization was good, was perfect, even though there are challenges, but it's not easy to organize events. But what do you think you expect from South Africa as we have our anniversary moment? Do you kind of expect that we see more people engaging, like coming for the Indaba? Like putting faces to some of the faces that we've not seen but are working tirelessly within the movement, and also like basically what do you think of South Africa 2024 Wikindaba?
I hear you, Jesse, but it's kind of hard to say this given that technically this is my first time of participating in person. But I want to say that I found my spark as a young volunteer female contributor in an Indaba space. So prior to showing up to the 2019 edition to observe the community convening, I was still learning to make my first edits on Wikipedia, and I wasn't really sure of what this whole thing was about. I wasn't like a community member, but I was like trying to see if this is a space I wanted to be a part of or not want to be a part of, and how I even would want to be a part of that. So I wasn't really sure of the whole thing, what it was all about, where it starts, where it is going, or even where it ends. But I saw all of that at the DEN conference, seeing how my contribution will fit into a team. in a community and the world, and how the people in the community support each other to make that journey. So for me, that singular interaction and network led to my very first interesting article on Wikipedia and even becoming a part of the community, which might never have happened without Indaba. So I hope that Future Week Indaba will be a space that embraces the participation of youth, women, and particularly new contributors, and serve as a ground for them to draw inspiration to grow in their contribution in the movement. This is my aspiration for the Future Week Indaba.
Wow, that's interesting. So any final words to the audience listening to this podcast now?
So what I can say is that behind the scenes of Wikindaba is a living inspiration and something for all of us to tap into, whether you are a newbie, whether you are an experienced contributor. And what is important is when we tap into this, how we take this back and how we use this to continue the amazing work we do in the movement. And one thing I want to really throw in for everyone who is listening to this podcast is to why we are all sharing this story about what the experience was like or is like, and also how it impacts us as people who are contributing in the movement. What it will also be, it will also be interesting to really, you know, encourage us to also share how this kind of convenings impact us as after the conference and in the work we do in the community. So more like encouraging people to bring in their voices, not just in sharing their experiences, but also how these experiences impact the work they do beyond the conference.
Thank you. That was interesting to share there. So I'd like to end the podcast now. And I'll say thank you for joining this episode. And I hope to speak to you maybe probably in the future on subsequent episodes.
Definitely. I'll be happy to really lend in my voice. And thank you so much for having me on this podcast today and really doing amazing work of trying to let the community hear the voices of the people who have attended the conference. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you too, and have a wonderful moment. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Wow. Interesting insight there shared by Euphemia in the month of women, the month that we celebrate women for their feats and their engagement. Interesting insights there, and the engagement was very insightful in relating to activities that occurred in Wiki Indaba 2023 in Morocco. Thanks to everyone for taking time to listen to this amazing episode of Wiki Updates. Looking forward to see you in future episode. Take care and bye bye.